All right, everybody, get ready, because today we are diving deep into brand strategy.
And no, we're not just talking logos and taglines.
Right.
We're going way deeper than that.
Yeah.
This is about the stuff most people don't even realize is going on.
Yeah.
But once you see it, you start to understand, like, why you're drawn to certain companies.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know why.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, to help us crack the code, we've got a ton of awesome sources lined up.
We do.
Practical guides, expert opinions.
Yes.
We've even got a real company's approach to this.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
So by the end of this, you'll be able to size up any brand.
That's right.
Big or small, and understand the strategy behind everything they do.
It's true.
Okay, so to kick things off, what do we even mean by brand strategy?
Yeah, good question.
It's one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot.
For sure.
But best brand management practices actually calls it the DNA of a business.
Okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I think they're right.
I think so too.
What do you think?
It's the blueprint. Like, it informs every single thing a company does.
Mm-hmm.
And a comprehensive approach to brand strategy, it makes a good point about this.
Okay.
It's not just about marketing, you know?
Right.
It's bigger. It's about every action, every message, every interaction.
Yeah, it's the whole vibe.
It is. It's about weaving it all together, creating a story that people connect with.
So that means you, listening to this right now,
mm-hmm.
you're already in the thick of it.
That's right.
Whether you realize it or not.
It's true.
The clothes you wear, the coffee you drink, the apps on your phone, every choice you make.
Every single one.
Influenced by branding.
It's true.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. And once you see it, it's kind of amazing, actually.
Totally. So we all agree brand strategy is important.
Essential.
But it's not just theory. It gets really interesting.
It does.
Best brand management practices dives into all the little details that make a brand pick.
Right.
Like, we're talking about customer personas, that unique brand voice, even crisis management.
Right.
I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, and visually, so many subtle things make a difference.
Like what?
Brand 149 Basics talks about color psychology.
Okay.
Blue, for instance, often linked with trust and security.
Makes sense.
That's why you see it a lot with financial institutions, tech companies.
True, yeah.
Remember that iconic bluebird?
You mean Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, you know, things have been dot eventful over there,
yep.
To say the least. But you get the idea, right?
So you're saying their whole brand was built on the color blue?
Not the whole thing, but it plays a part, right?
Yeah.
Think about brands you trust. What are their colors?
Mm, interesting.
There's often a subconscious link.
I never thought of it like that. Okay, so we've got all these different elements. How do they come together in the real world?
Well, that's where this company 149 comes in.
Okay.
Brand 149 free marketing plan. They've got a really interesting case study. They sell those AI chatbot solutions.
Uh-huh.
But their whole approach really stood out to me. See, their free marketing plan is their product.
So they're giving away the farm to sell the...
Yeah, kinda.
That's a new one.
Their website, Landing 149 Brand Management, lays it all out there. They're not afraid to stand out. Okay, that's gutsy. But it shows they believe in what they're doing.
Exactly.
It's like they're saying, we're so good, we'll give you the blueprint.
And that's brand strategy in action. It's about knowing your audience, knowing their pain points, and finding creative ways to address them.
So they're building trust, showing off their expertise before a client even signs anything. Smart.
Very smart. But there's another layer here that I find really interesting, especially since they're all about artificial intelligence.
All right, don't leave me hanging. What's the secret sauce?
It's the human element. They're selling AI, which can be impersonal, right?
Yeah.
But they've found a way to make their brand feel warm, more personable.
You're right. Their website talks about their human-centered approach. But how does that even work when you're selling automation?
That's what makes it so clever.
So we're talking about staying human, but everything's getting automated.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild when you think about it, especially with brands.
It is. Every brand, I don't care how big or small, they're all trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
But the ones that'll really make it, they're the ones who get that, yeah, tech is great, but it's a tool.
Okay.
It can't replace actually connecting with people.
That makes sense. But how do you actually do that? I mean, how do you inject humanity into a brand?
It starts with remembering what makes us human in the first place, you know?
Okay.
Think about those customer personas we talked about. From best brand management practices.
Right.
It's about their hopes, their fears, what makes them tick. AI can analyze data all day long, but it can't replicate actual empathy.
So we've got to hit those emotional points, the things that make us us. I was reading something on 149's website, actually, why your business personality matters.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying a brand's personality is what makes it stick with you, makes it relatable.
Exactly. And Brand 149 Basics gets into this, too. It's about authenticity. Think about the brands you really connect with. Don't they feel real?
Yeah, like there's an actual person behind it all, even if it's this huge company.
That's it. You want that connection. Like, you're not just a transaction.
Totally.
AI can try to sound like us, sure, but it's that real passion, that unique perspective. That's what makes a brand unforgettable.
Okay, you've convinced me. We've got to double down on being human. But how do we make that real? How do we make it resonate? It all feels kind of vague.
It doesn't have to be. Here's a thought. What can AI still not do well? It can't tell a good story. It can't get nuance. And it definitely can't replicate your experiences, your perspective.
So like my quirks,
The
stuff that makes me me, that's good now.
It's gold. Own it. Everyone's trying to sound the same these days. Your unique voice, that's your superpower.
Okay, I like where this is going. So less robotic, more storytelling.
Now you're getting it. And a comprehensive approach to brand strategy actually talks about this. It says we need to create a brand story that truly connects.
Makes sense. Facts and figures only get you so far. You've got to connect with people's emotions.
100%. And Brand 149 Basics backs that up. It says your brand story has to answer the why. Why do you do this? What are you passionate about? What problems get you fired up to solve?
Those are the questions that make things interesting. For brands and for people too, honestly.
For sure. It's about shared values, shared dreams, maybe even anxieties. It's real.
So how does 149, an AI company, pull this off? That seems kind of tough.
Right. It's fascinating. They've branded themselves as the human alternative in this tech-heavy world. Check out their website, Landing 149 Brand Management. It's all about their team, their expertise, making AI easy to understand.
You're right. They talk about humans a lot, even though they're all about automation. It's actually clever.
Total power move. They're tapping into that need for connection, even when you're buying something as complex as AI. Like, hey, we're real people. We get you. We're here to help.
Makes you think about how we show our own value. You know, when everyone's telling you to automate everything, how do we say, hold on, I'm not just another cog in the machine?
Now that is the question. And it's something best brand management practices reminds us. Building a brand, it's an ongoing thing. It's about showing up authentically, making those human connections.
Okay, so we've covered the why, that human connection, especially in this tech world.
Right.
But now I really want to know how. How do we build a brand that really clicks, gets people's attention, lasts?
It comes down to this. Don't just say it, do it. Every interaction, your website, emails, everything.
Right.
That's your brand right there. Best brand management practices calls it the customer experience.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
It's like saying you're a good listener is one thing.
Totally.
But actually putting your phone down, really hearing someone, that's different.
Night and day. And that's where 149 nails it. They could have just hammered the AI stuff, right? Yeah. Algorithms?
Right.
But no, they put their people front and center.
Their website, Landing 149 Brand Management. It feels so personal.
Yeah.
Testimonials, bios, they even have a phone number.
I know.
It's like radical these days.
It's brilliant. They know people need that connection. Even buying AI, something so techie, it's like they're saying, hey, we're real. We get you.
Which reminds me, a comprehensive approach to brand strategy mentioned internal branding.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. It's your company living its values. Because if your own team doesn't buy it,
it'll show.
Exactly. 149 gets this. Their About Us page, it's not just empty words. You can feel the passion.
You feel like they're invested in you.
That's it. Clients want to be part of something, not just a number.
It's like that feeling when you go to your favorite little bookstore.
I love that.
The owner knows your name, your favorite author. That personal touch is everything.
It makes all the difference. You can't always do that at scale, sure, but the idea is the same.
Right.
Little things. Handwritten note. An email that's not just a form letter, really listening, that builds loyalty no algorithm can touch.
So it's like finding that balance. We're not ditching technology,
right?
But we're keeping that human element strong.
Exactly. And stories. Never forget stories. Brand 149 Basics really stresses this. Know your why, what impact you want to have, what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Those stories, they stick with people.
It's about finding that unique angle. What makes your work matter to you, to your clients?
Exactly. That sense of purpose, that fire, it comes through in everything you do.
So, as we wrap this whole thing up, What's the big takeaway you want people walking away with?
The best brands, they're not just selling something. They're tapping into something deeper, connecting with people on an emotional level, telling great stories, never forgetting what it means to be human, especially now.
So think about it. What will your brand stand for? What's your story? This has been amazing, really insightful, a lot to think about, and honestly, kind of reassuring. Until next time, everybody, keep those branding brains going.